Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I was reading, you know, in the last few days, somebody had texted me the other day, and it got me to reading and stuff, and I thought I was going to start there, but while we were singing and stuff, I really kind of felt to start in a different place, and they kind of all go together anyway, and so if you turn with me to Luke chapter 13, Luke chapter 13, Luke 13, let's start at let's start at verse 22, all right? And he went through the cities and the villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. He was going somewhere, wasn't he? Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Few, the question was, will few be saved? Puny, the word's puny. It's a small number, all right? But he says to do what? Strive. The word strive means, ready? It means to struggle, literally to compete for the prize. Figuratively, it means to contend with an adversary. Generally, it means to endeavor to accomplish a thing. It means to fight, labor fervently, strive. All right? It comes from a word that means properly a place of assembly as if led. That is, by implication, a contest. Now, when I read that, it reminds me of what Paul said when he said to run the race. He said, run the race with an effort as though you were the only one that could win. Can you hear that? Run the race, go out to win this contest as though you were the only one that could win and no one else. All right? Now we're only talking about your effort, right? We're not talking about putting, you know, You understand what I'm saying, right? Effort. It means effort conflict, contention, fight, race. All right? And it comes from a base word that means to lead, to bring, to drive, go, pass, induce, keep. But the whole point of it was to do what? Strive to enter in at the straight or narrow, right, gate. All right? Are you with me? For many. Many. God, I don't want to be in the many. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without or on the outside and to knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. I don't want to hear them words. Then shall ye begin to say, we have drunk in thy presence. Drink a little wine when we come in, right? And thou hast taught in our streets. We've heard them along the way, haven't we? But he shall say, I tell you, here's the key, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. All right? I like what this word iniquity says. You ready? Injustice, properly the quality by implication, the act. Moral wrongfulness of character. It's not just nature, is it? It's also character. Life or act. Iniquity, unjust, unrighteousness, wrong. All right? There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and they shall come from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Did you hear that? What's he saying to you and I to do? Strive to enter in. Go after it with everything that is within you. For it's a struggle, isn't it? It's a struggle. Many, many, right? They'll seek to enter, but they shall not be able. All right? Now turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Are you guys cold? Is it hot in here? It's going to get hot though. Are you ready? Okay, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. All right? Which means ruin or loss, physical, spiritual, or eternal. All right? And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life. And And what? Few there be that find it. Can you hear what he's saying to us? Proverbs says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And he's showing us here that the gate of destruction is wide. It's broad. Okay? But listen to how I think he interprets what he's saying. You ready? Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cut down. And cast into the fire, whereby their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth, what's that? He that what? Doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many. Everybody say with me, many. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Evil, right? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, it's not good enough for me just to hear. I must do. What did James write? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, thus deceiving yourself. Help me, Jesus. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Oh, here's a wonderful statement. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Can you really hear what he's saying? Listen. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. That narrow way is like the rain. It's like the flood. It's a struggle. But you must build your house upon the rock. Because if you do, you will not fall. It's a struggle, right? In this world, you'll have tribulation. Floods are going to come, aren't they? Rains are going to come down. Winds are going to blow. They're going to beat upon the house. It's going to happen. But if it's built upon a rock, it will not fall. How do you know if it's been built upon a rock? He said, if you hear and do, I will liken that man like a wise man who builds upon a rock. Shall we continue? There's another side to this coin, isn't there? And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. Hey, I'm on the beach. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great, did you hear that? And great was the fall of it. When I read something like that, it reminds me of Saul and Jonathan. Doesn't it? And David cried, oh, how the mighty have fallen. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. He knew what he was talking about. The key to all this is hearing, doing, watch this, and getting to know Him. Getting to really know Him. Not about Him, but to know Him. Amen? Okay, now, turn with me to Matthew 25. Now, I have a question. You ready? What crowd do you place yourself in? The many or the few? Well, of course, we would all say the few. Right? Why wouldn't we? But listen. The proof or the fruit is, do we do what we hear. You know, it's interesting you just said that, Rebecca. Do we do what we say? The scribes said a lot. And really all they did was parrot, usually somebody else. But if we hear his voice, do we do what he says? Which will determine whether we've built our house upon a rock or rock particles. Pastor, why are you telling me this? The Bible says to examine yourself. And when I examine myself, I want to make sure that I'm not part of the crowd, but part of the few, where you get crowded in by whatever he's doing. Because whatever he's really doing, can you hear this, is trying to get me to know him like he knows me. And like we talked about on Sunday, the only way that's ever going to happen is when I die to my flesh and only do what I hear his voice say. All right? Are you with me? All right. Here we go. What do we have to do? Strive to enter in. It's a struggle, isn't it? It's a struggle. He talked about it's a path of life, isn't it? It's a walk. We've come into Christ. He's the door, isn't he? But the key is, inside that door is a whole life of what he's after. Rooting out the old. Put off the old man, that you might what? Put on the new man and the fullness thereof. God's after fullness, isn't he? That I might what? Know him. All right, here we go. Chapter 25. I'm sure you've all read this a lot of times, but let's read it again. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Everybody wants to meet Jesus, right? Right? Okay. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. Well, wait a minute. How foolish can they be? They had lamps and they went to meet the bridegroom. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. A lot of stuff here, right? I'm not commenting. While the bridegroom, he did what? Tarried. Now, you remember what Peter wrote? Well, some men count slackness. Not God. Do you remember that? You know, I think maybe we should look and see where that is. If I can find it. Yeah, just keep your finger right there and let's jump over to 2 Peter chapter 3. I have time. Are you ready? Simon Peter, verse 1. 2 Peter, what did I tell you? You know what? I think I goofed up. I hit something. Okay. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. Why? That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since as the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now, that's not true. God is still working. Listen, God is still working undercover, behind the scene, in the invisible realm, in the realm of the spirit. It doesn't matter what it looks like on the surface. God is still pointing towards his purpose. Where's the promise? Whereby the word that then was being overflowed with water perished. Oh, wait. I skipped the verse. I'm sorry. Verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water, it did what? Perish. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto what? Why is it reserved for fire? Against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Or watch this. Those that hear and don't do. Those that what? Don't produce fruit. And the tree gets cut down. Right? Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. Here's why I turned here. The Lord is not slack. He's not tardy, is he? Concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering towards us. Why? So that we can be in the crowd of the few. In the part of the few. He's long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Matthew 25. Five wise, five foolish. Watch this. Virgins, pure. They knew what was going on. Right? While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Sorry, my mind's spinning. Whoops, wrong one. If we would have read the next verse in Peter, he talked about the Lord coming as a thief in the night. Keep your finger there. They all slumbered and slept, and turned to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, verse 1, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, what? Peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Everybody wants peace and safety, don't they? Comfort of ease. But he said to do what? Strive, struggle to enter in. Give it your all as though you were the only one that could win the contest. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, thank you, Jesus, that day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, we can hear. You're children of the light. And the children of the day, we are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us do. I mean, what? No, wait a minute. No, I'm going back. I'm jumping back to the other portion of Scripture. If we hear, let us do. Therefore, if we hear, let us not sleep. Because we're not children of the night. We're children of the day. We can hear what God is saying. He's telling us to strive to enter in. Amen. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Somebody's going to get a hold of this. I'm not kidding. Somebody's going to. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, they sleep in the night. The day of the Lord is a day of what? Day and night, because it's night and day in the earth at the same time. We're children of the day. We're not children of the night. It's not a time to slumber and sleep. It doesn't matter if you have extra oil in your vessel or the fact that you didn't take any oil with you. It doesn't really matter if they label us wise or foolish. They both slept and slumbered. Children of the day. For they that sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. I think people get drunk on certain kind of messages. But let us, who are of the day, be sober. Look at this. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, in other words, die, right, we should live together with Him. Back to Matthew 25. While the bridegroom tarried, geez, where is he, Uncle Terry? Where is he? So many are sleeping. How much stuff inside of me is sleeping? Hang on. This is a problem tonight. Don't turn there. Romans 13, verse 12. Verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed or first believed. The night is far spent. I'm telling you. I'm here to tell you. Even though it's dark, I'm like a bird. And I'm declaring the sun is coming up over the horizon. It may not happen in my time frame, but it may happen in my time frame. But the key is, the night is far spent. Don't fall asleep or get drunk. And watch, just be careful, if you fall asleep, what way you're leaning in the window. I'm talking to myself tonight. Are you with me? The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Anybody want to know what the works of darkness is? It's hearing and not doing. Yep. And let us put on the armor of light. Do you know what the armor of light is? It's hearing and doing. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Ever wonder why you're not to make provision for the flesh? It's going to die. It's going to get hung on a cross. It is. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew 25. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." There has to be a voice apart from all other voices, a voice that has never gone to sleep or gotten drunk on the intoxication, watch this, of this life. Whether it be natural life or religious life. It's a voice that has been heard and a heart that has obeyed and does what the Father declares. Choose ye this day life or death. Are you with me? You ready? Let's finish this. Verse 7. Then all those virgins arose. They woke up. They're going to get woke up. How do you know they're going to get woke up? Oh, God, I want to dance. I want to shout. I want to run around. I'll just sit right back down. But I'm going to tell you, there's a voice of a man-child that will cause a trumpet sound to come forth, that every eye shall see and every ear shall hear. I'm telling you, there's a voice that will wake the dead, whether they're in the cemetery or walking in the God's green earth. I'm telling you, there's a voice that will go out at the proper time that God has declared. It's a people that go beyond themselves. They love not their lives unto death. They'll pay a price at any cost to see the Father's will fulfilled. They'll struggle to enter in to the fullness of what God is after. They'll strive. They'll let the reins beat them. They'll go through every course of action, every tribulation that's in life, so God can have his way. so they can declare a trumpet sound like Joseph did and said, you didn't do this to me, God did, so that he may preserve his seed. Amen? Are you with me? And at midnight the cry went out, and there rose the virgins and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Now, I want you to remember, I didn't forget about Samuel and Eli. I haven't forgotten. When we get over to chapter 3 after the prophet came in chapter 2 and said, hey, Samuel, I'm sorry, but you didn't produce the fruit. And oh, by the way, you pampered your boys and let them do whatever they wanted to do. And they polluted the system and they violated the word of God and everything else. But you want to know what? They fell asleep and the lamps were on their way out. They didn't have any more oil. Are you with me? Verse 9. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Did you hear that? I can't do this for you. You can't do this for me. You have to strive to enter in as though you were the only one that could win. Can you hear me? Individually, you must go after God. I can't do it. You can't ride my coattails and I can't ride yours. But collectively, we'll either be a voice that cries at midnight or find ourselves in a different place. Are you with me? And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were, oh, here's my word, ready. Prepare for a purpose. It's the word of the Lord to this church. It's never changed. Prepare for a purpose. Anybody want to say what the purpose is? It's the fullness of God. And in that fullness, if you remember, there's an assignment for a first fruit company. Or watch this. I mean, if you did a lot of checking here, you'll find out the few is traced to a remnant. And God's after a remnant people who can declare his sound because they built their house upon a rock. Watch this. They've been tried and tested and found worthy and faithful. Are you with me? And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and he said, verily I say unto you, God, I don't want to hear these words ever. I know ye not. The church of Laodicea thought they were rich, full of goods, and they didn't need a thing. But the Spirit of the Lord said they were what? Wretched, naked, blind, and poor. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, Lord. And he answered and he said, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You know, sad story happened at our work. A worker, souped up car, 25 years old, on Sunday with his girlfriend, racing his car. Hot rod Camaro from the 80s. Twin turbocharged. Lost control, hit a tree, killed him and his girlfriend. You just don't know. Life-changing events happen all the time. You say, why are you saying that? I'm saying it for this reason. Do we really look for his appearing every day? Or are we just as nonchalant that we couldn't be hit by a bus and his appearing? Strive to enter in. Strive to enter in. Strive. For many will try to enter in, but only few will handle the struggle. You ready? For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country and call. Oh, I don't want to read all that. Forget it. I'm done. These are the parables of Jesus. And what did we read in the other place? He spoke with authority. Not as the scribes, those who studied. He had a word. He declared it. When I read the Bible, not everybody jumped on board. I want to jump on board. I want to be all in. What in my life isn't all in? What inside of me still wants to sleep? What in me doesn't want to prepare and get ready? What inside of me doesn't look for his appearing? Because the flesh will not do what, Corey? Won't commit suicide, will it? Won't it? Flesh and blood won't inherit. He's right, too. The flesh won't commit suicide. It won't die to self. I think if you read down farther, which is why I wanted to read it, he who loses his life shall what? Find it. But he who hangs on to it who's in control of your life? You or God? Me or him? Examine yourselves. Hear his word. Obey his voice and do what he declares. Strive to enter in. Straight is the gate and struggling is the way. Be of good cheer. For in the world, the rain will come. The floods will come. But where's your house built? On a rock or rock particles? Doesn't matter what I say with my mouth. Doesn't matter what I preach. As an individual, I must also declare in my actions who he is. I don't struggle with his nature in my life, but laying hold of his character is a whole new way of living. And it's no longer just good enough to say, hey, this is what I am. No, the tree must bear fruit. Let's stand. You have something to read, UT? That's it. That's it. No. That it did, yeah. That's it. It's the Lamb Company. No, it is. That's it. No night. No lamb. Forever. That's it. That's God's purpose, isn't it? Strive. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way. But wide and broad is the path to what? Destruction. Father, we love you. I thank you, God, for your word. I thank you for your word, oh God. I thank you for your word. You know, I was meditating yesterday, and I was thinking about this. I always talk about the silver cup being in Benjamin's sack. He's the voice, right, at midnight. He's the man of the right hand. But what was in the sack? Huh? The cup, but what was it hidden in? What was the sack? Grain. The word. The silver cup is redemption. Threefold. It's the cup the king drinks out of. Watch this, spirit, soul, and body. Let me tell you, our redemption is in the word. Watch this, I'll make it bigger. It's the word made manifest in the flesh. In other words, the nature expresses the character, the fruit of who he is. Father, I ask that you take this word. In spite of me, God, I humble myself before you tonight, Lord. That your spirit and your life, oh God, will transform us. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, Rabosite de Moshandra. Let your heart, oh God, be revealed within your children. Father, as we yield ourselves to you, we love you, Lord, but I pray, God, that we can embrace you with the same passion that you've embraced us. No greater love hath any man that he laid down his life. Soul life, his own mind, will, and emotions. So God, be exalted, be lifted up. Let the mercy and the grace that you have given us bear forth the fruit of the heaven where you dwell. We love you, Jesus. We love this people. May God be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, my battery turned.